The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, is the Lions quarter zip new? It's Professor Danielle Maxwell.
Yes, and it is new. Got it at Ford Field, and we had our private tour in August.
Private tour?
I mean, it was, I was like 33% off if I used my employee discount, and I was like, say no more.
And you and Brian went to whatever it's called Bowl at Ford Field, too.
We did. The Game Above Bowl. They rebranded it. I still don't know what Game Above is, even after sitting there for like 6 hours, because it went to like four or five overtimes. But I still, okay. I knew what Quick Lane was, you know, in the previous years, but they really failed on marketing. So maybe, Dave, maybe you need to step in with Game Above and be like, what is your product? Because no one knows what you're doing.
I'm trying to remember what Game Above is. The
Game Above
no one
Bowl.
Knows what Game Above. I Googled that. I still don't know what they are. What is Game Above?
I don't know. I got to find out.
I know.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Branding.
Well, good to be wearing some Lion swag today. That's cool.
Yes.
Professor Aaron Bell is here. Aaron, how are you?
I'm well. I'm wearing leopardish lions.
Hey, we're not playing
adjacent.
The Jags this week, so it's all that's all that matters.
Yeah. We're gonna call it Lions Adjacent. I like
try.
That.
I really
good.
Tried
Big
with
cat.
What I had
Big
to work
cat.
With.
That's all.
When we were coming over here, Mara said, "Everybody knows I don't like sports ball."
Nice.
And so you know, you can say sports the same ball. Thing if you want to. Dan Maggio is here with us today. What's up on the other side of Berkeley?
We're waiting for those new stores to go in, restaurants to go in on Coolidge.
That's
so
right.
No developments there.
Not yet.
I know it probably takes you a while to get to the other side of Berkeley, so you probably don't see it very often.
How big is Berkeley? My goodness.
3-4 minutes?
Yeah.
At least.
So funny. So funny. It's like we're from different worlds.
But it's good. So when you cross the tracks, come on over and see us.
We have tracks?
The tracks.
We have
I thought
tracks?
You were on the ritzy side.
Yeah.
Oh, my
maybe
gosh.
Maybe on the nice block, but we're...
Hey, come on. You have a boulevard.
No, seriously. Having a blivid is really important.
It is actually very nice.
Jim Tubbs, what is your experience with boulevards?
Oh, not too much. Not too much. I'm not... too much of a boulevardier.
What about Sunset Boulevard? Now there's
well,
some...
I've been down Sunset
fire.
When there were not fires going on. Yes.
Yeah, boy. Mm-hmm. I was at a conference fairly recently where Loyola Marymount professors were there. They've lost like whole faculty homes are gone, you know, properties owned by the university and just horrific. Absolutely horrific.
Yeah. It even, I mean, in Malibu, it even jumped the Pacific Coast Highway and burnt those big houses on the water.
That's right. That's exactly right. Just absolutely horrible.
I just read something today that there's some, I mean, a lot of these wealthy people collect art.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole bunch of...
they're collecting ashes
Warhol,
now.
You know, Warhol's...
Oh, geez.
Coca-Cola
the
things,
house.
The 8 thing. That's gone. And there was a David Hockney sculpture thing in the wall. House burnt to the ground. It's all gone.
That's horrible.
So my Hockney's more expensive now. Oh,
that's, of course, the dulcet tones of Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here.
The Chow man.
Excellent. Yeah, we're not going to talk about all the expensive art that you own, but it's always sad to see art burned to the ground no matter what. So
that just means I have to make more.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. An original DC.
I've actually had friends who own tiki homes, and they've actually burned up, and the tikis have survived.
Oh.
Because it's ceramic.
Oh.
They just need to be dusted off a little bit. But
yeah.
So far, so good. I don't, knock on wood, that my house doesn't go up. So
that would be nice. Stephen Manning is here. And how are you? Wearing your, like, slightly out-of-brand Lions hat? I think that's interesting.
What do you mean out-of-brand?
I don't know. It's not. Is it on-brand?
It's blue. It's got the right color, and it's got a lion.
It's Honolulu blue, exactly.
It is Honolulu blue.
What do you want?
It's close enough.
I kind of liked it.
No, I think it's cool.
If you squint, it looks just like the logo.
Yeah.
I like it.
In the right light, it looks like Ethel Merman.
Oh, it's like ferocious.
What are we even talking about?
I like it.
No, I like the teeth bared element of it. That's kind of nice. Because it's time to bite some kneecaps off.
They're ready to consume.
That's what attracted me.
In the Motor City.
Yeah.
Is it really? It's cool.
Well, I just like the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's simple but bold at the same time. Well,
it's a good aesthetic.
We got it at DeVries down at the
That's
Eastern
right.
Market.
That's
yeah.
right.
Oh,
cheese
yeah.
market downtown. Yeah. They have all kinds of Detroit gear now.
Sure.
A lot of Lions gear down there now.
What else in the last week has a lot of Lions gear are these makeshift tents at gas stations.
Yes. All over the country. They pop up everywhere.
So, always interesting. Speaking of things that may or may not be on brand or off brand, like Goff misspelled G-F-O.
Something like that. G-O-U-G-H.
Heather Hill is here. Oh, I made you laugh.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Well, it's pretty hard to misspell Goff, but what do I know?
Well, I don't know.
Even our president put the Jared Goff chant into the ask for us to wear Lions colors today. So,
with the appropriate hyphenations.
I have been traveling recently, and you can't go through the airport without it breaking out at least once. And it's very hard to describe to our listeners, but people just chant Jared Goff at weird places.
No, I have to ask, what's the over-under as far as when will this...
We're going to be expected to win by 7.
No. When will this chant, go away?
Never.
When we win the Super Bowl.
Okay, all right.
Knock on wood. Okay,
all right.
Sort of.
You're manifesting it. It's fine.
So I know that you're thinking of better days, Heather, because your little plant balls are all underground.
They are all underground. Yes, they are.
Waiting for the moment.
They are.
That they can burst forth into spring.
I did plant some more little bulbs this fall.
All right, nice.
I said I wasn't going to, and then I ordered some kind of late, and I managed to get them in. It was quite cold, but
I think that's cool.
And with the snow, the squirrels can't get to them.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. They don't like to run on the snow that much.
Evil creatures.
Whistle pigs.
Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Dear professors, I'm on a roll. I've come up with another series of questions for the show. I was recently inspired by watching a show on the History Channel where they had mentioned the name of an Italian mob figure and their amazing nickname. I thought the nicknames were inventive, evocative, endearing, and some outright hilarious. It led me down the Wikipedia rabbit hole to do my research, but rather than ask you and the profs to recall some of those nicknames, I've included a list of 25 names. And the professor's job is to determine whether I'm referring to a well-known Italian mob figure or cheese.
Cheese?
Okay.
Yeah.
50-50 chance.
All right.
Oh, and it's listed here, bonus points if you know the nickname of the mobster. And maybe it is true on your show. It always circles back to food, of course.
Oh, no, true, that's true.
Yep. True. Yeah. True.
I hope you'll enjoy. Our very good friend Amber Hubley sent these in from Norwalk, Iowa. That's very, very nice of you to send those in. This is going to be,
Oh, boy.
I don't even know where to start.
From the beginning?
Number one.
From the beginning. Barbado. Barbado.
Barbado.
Hmm.
So is like that a cheese name, or is that the nickname of a mobster, or the actual last name of the mobster?
I believe it's a proper name.
Okay.
If it is a mobster, and it's a proper name if it's a cheese. Let's be serious.
So if we say it's a mobster, she would also like us to...
say the nickname. Of that
for bonus points.
Yeah, for bonus points.
Barbado. What,
Big Hips Barbado or something like that?
Right. The question is, does that sound like a cheese name that anybody recognizes? If not, then you got to go with a mobster.
Doesn't sound like a cheese name. I don't think
I think it's a mobster.
I think it's a mobster, too.
I think it's a mobster.
Yeah. We're going for consensus
here? Do we need
to show hands? It is a mobster.
Okay,
you got that
good.
One correct.
Okay.
But what do you think John Barbado's nickname was?
Big Mike. Can you give us a
Fat Tony.
Yeah. John Big Mike Barbado.
Bardo the Barbarian.
That's really good. No.
Thank you.
Can you give us anything to base a guess on?
Well, there's a bunch of categories where mobsters get their nicknames from. We've all seen at least a clip of The Sopranos, right? This one is definitely a food-based nickname.
His name again is?
John Barbado.
Cheesy. Like
the Big Buffet or?
Cheesy.
Big Rig.
Big Rig. Like Big Buffet, but Bardo. I like that.
Oh, man.
Beatsy.
Grillin'.
Johnny Baguette.
I was thinking Baguette. Yeah, like Baguette.
John Big Baguette. Eater.
So John
the Baker. Barley
the Baker.
Whoa.
The last clue I'll give you is that it is, you find this in the butcher shop. So don't go down the bread.
The cleaver?
Cleaver. No,
salami?
No.
Ham?
I mean, Dan's gotten the closest.
What did you say?
Paisano,
prosciutto? Capicola?
Bacon? So,
portadella?
You ready to go for it?
Pepperoni!
John Pork Chop.
His nickname was Johnny Sausage. Was his
oh,
name.
Johnny Sausage. Mm.
Johnny Sausage.
I do not want to know. Barbada.
No, we don't need to know.
Yep.
Johnny Sausage.
Only his friends could call him that.
That's right. That's right.
Special, special sausage friends.
Lovingly.
How about Montazio?
I think that's a cheese.
That sounds like
that's
a cheese.
Cheese.
That's a cheese.
Yeah. Yes.
It is a cheese. That is a cheese. I will tell you a very quick story about Montazio. I discovered a recipe from the region of Italy over the holidays where my family's from. I'd never heard of this recipe before, and it called for Montazio cheese. I've never even heard of it before, just a few weeks ago. So I went to,
Westbourne?
If only Beth were here, the cheese lady at Westbourne.
Yeah.
And I have never seen a more excited human being for me to ask about an esoteric cheese. Oh, you want Montazio? It's right over here, and these are the things you could do with it. She's been there for like 25
Forever.
Years.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Wow.
She's really good.
Jeff Boats needs to be here for this.
Right?
Okay, so what part of Italy is your family from?
So we are from Fiume Veneto, which I'm looking up at the map.
The American United States map.
The
extreme northeast, basically in the Alps.
Okay.
North of Venice.
North of Venice, okay.
And this is the most easy recipe in the world, and I'm telling you, I saw this basically in a YouTube short the day before Christmas Eve. We already had our meal planned. I go out, I get the cheese. You just shred a whole bunch of potato, add some butter and salt and pepper, fry the crap out of that into a pancake, and then add the Montazio shredded at the end, and you just sort of cut it up into wedges. It was the most incredible.
What kind of cheese is it like? What does it taste
creamier
like?
It's creamier Asiago, and I know Asiago isn't everybody's thing.
Oh,
but
no, that's my
I
thing.
I love
Asiago. I like
Asiago. So when are you making this for our next
I'm
going to
make
meeting?
It. I'm going to make it.
You
it's
bring
too
it,
easy.
Bring it here.
Okay.
Once I know how to make it, I'm going to, you know.
I have a big paella dish. It sounds like it could be perfect,
perfect
for this.
Matt, we're giving this away for Halloween next year.
Okay, there you go.
Here's a slice. Plunk. Open your bag. Plunk.
Have a wedge.
Hey, come on. Matt and I, you know, we agreed to cook for Halloween next
we
year.
Did.
I'm doing a stir
we
fry
did.
On my porch.
Yep.
Oh,
he's
I'm
just
going
to have a ladle of chili to put in the kids' hands.
Oh. No, remember, I gave up corn chowder.
How about
that's
soup?
Right. That's right.
Lamb chowder is gone.
How about a figliata? Figliata.
That's a mobster.
That's a cheese.
That's a mobster.
Sounds like a cheese.
I would say cheese.
You're going to go 50-50 on me for all these.
I'm going to go cheese.
Cheese.
It's a cheese.
Okay.
And the cheese wins.
Cheese.
Mm-hmm. We can't go 50. There's an odd number.
How about cassatella? Cassatella.
Cassatella. Sounds like a cheese.
Sounds cheesy.
That's a mobster.
That's mobster.
Cassatella.
Yeah, I'd say mobster.
Mobster.
Heather's on a roll. It's a cheese.
It's like of
so
the house.
It's
like house
cheese.
Yep.
We should take the entire cheese list to Westbourne.
Oh,
and show our cheese lady.
Oh my God, we'd have to defibrillate.
Be in heaven.
Say we want all of these, and then next week we could have a taste.
Sample.
Yes.
I wonder if she listens to us. She told me I bought our pre-prepared mac and cheese and then a block of Montazio and I grated it on top and it was so great.
Oh my gosh. It's like Trader Joe's where they have to tell you how to serve the
product. I have not seen this look on Matt's face since I brought pork buns. So.
Calabrese.
That's
a
cheese.
I feel like it's cheesy.
I would say
it's
cheese. That's an area of Italy.
It's an area of Italy.
Isn't it like a sauce?
Yeah, Caprese. Right.
That's how you pronounce it, yeah.
Calabrese is a mob figure. That's a person. Sorry. But what do you think Frank Calabrese is?
Frankie.
Frank the sausage.
It is Frankie something.
Frankie Bones.
You know, it starts with a B, and you did boy, and she did bones. It's Frankie starts with a B something Calabrese.
Frankie Butcher.
Frank Broccoli.
Frankie Brains.
Beast Man.
Nope. Frankie Breeze, Calabrese.
Oh, Breeze. Okay.
Frankie Breeze.
The Breeze. What does Calabrese mean anything
it's
in
region,
Italian?
Probably.
It's just a region. Oh,
yeah.
Like
actually,
it's an Italian surname, too. I knew a guy at both.
Also, Matt, have you been to Cantero? You've been to Cantero.
Absolutely.
So I think Calabrese is it's the round, little round loaf bread.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
The bread from that region. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't Cantero where Under the Tuscan Sun, isn't that the town? I just read that.
I think he's talking about a
restaurant.
He's
talking about the Italian superstore.
I didn't know that there was a town. Oh.
Yeah. Have to look it up. How about Bucchieri? B-U-C-C-I-E-R-I.
That sounds like a mobster.
Yeah, it's a mobster.
Mobster.
Yeah.
Mobster.
It is. It's Frank Bucchieri.
I'm going with cheese. I think it's
Frankie?
A cheese, too.
Sorry.
What if it's both?
It's right. A mobster. But his name is Frank. What's his nickname?
Big Buck.
Has nothing to do with his last name. That's my only clue.
Frank Fingers.
It's Frank Animal Bucchieri.
The weasel.
No.
Fox.
Kitty. Nope. Kitty.
Whistle pig.
Lion. Does it alliterate with an F?
It does not.
Oh.
What, does it begin
what kind
with?
Of animal?
Dog.
Frankie the horse.
The horse.
Oh.
This is like, come on.
Oh, dear.
You know?
That's not inventive.
How about Bilotti? B-I-L-O-T-T-I.
I would say it's a mobster.
Cheese.
That is definitely a mobster.
Oh,
damn. I'm just going with cheese for all of them.
Tommy
because I'm hungry.
Bilotti. What's his nickname?
Tommy Baloney Bilotti. Tommy Baloney.
Bubbles.
Tommy the Gun.
Tommy Gun.
Tommy Win Through Thighs.
Tommy the Gun.
Does it start with a T? It starts with a T.
Okay. It's alliterative.
Tommy Turtle.
Tommy. Nope.
Tommy the Tuba.
But it's not an animal.
Tiny Tommy.
It's an object. Tommy
Two.
Object.
Tommy Blood. Toilet
Tommy
Head.
Tooth.
Trigger.
Tommy Gun.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
I like Tommy Gun.
I mean, I can completely give it away.
Give it away.
Back in the day, it was a little more common for men who had lost all their hair to wear
toupee.
Tommy the toupee.
That's unfortunate.
I would think that a man would not appreciate that.
Yeah, obviously, like, this is not a nickname you get in your early
20s. No, it's true.
No,
it's true.
You earned that one.
How about Puzzone? P-U-Z-Z-O-N-E. That is a cheese.
That has to be
100%. Yep.
Puzzone.
How about Mancuso? M-A-N-C-U-S-O.
That's a mobster.
That's a mobster name.
That's a name.
Manchego's yummy. Yeah. Is that Spanish cheese?
It is a Spanish cheese.
So,
yeah.
So what was it? Mancuso is a...
It sounds like a cheese.
It's a mob figure,
okay.
Unfortunately.
Mob figure, yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Michael, or Mikey Mancuso, what was his nickname?
Mikey.
Thin reason and non-vulgarity, a part of the body...
Within
Mickey,
reason.
Michael, Mikey, blank, Mancuso.
Fingers.
Mm-mm, that's fingers. Good.
Muscles.
No.
Thumbs. Knees.
Oh, thumbs.
Is this going to have to be bleeded?
No, it should not be bleeded.
Okay.
Is it belly? Belly?
Mm-mm. Armpit.
Wait a minute.
Ears, eyes.
Nose.
Mikey.
Above.
Mouth. The
Mikey
mouth.
Nose. Mikey nose, Mancuso. Yep.
Mikey, okay. I'll break your legs.
Mikey, I'll break
Mikey,
your nose.
The spleen, you know. It's not,
I'll rip it out.
Yeah, Mikey, the adrenal gland doesn't...
I think we're getting less and less concerned about getting any of these right.
That's all right. That's
have we ever?
Gina Prino, G-I-N-E-P-R-I-N-O.
I vote cheese.
Mobster.
Gina Prino.
It's a cheese.
Cheese.
Oh, what kind?
Yeah.
Doesn't say.
Gina Prino.
Falagone. F-A-L-A-G-O-N-E.
Oh, Matt's getting into it. He's using his hands.
It sounds like a cheese. Like you'd add falagone to a pasta.
Mobster.
Yeah.
Mobster.
Yeah, it's a mobster.
It's a cheese.
Oh,
it's a cheese.
I love the little streaks that Amber did here. This actually makes it really... How about La Pietra? L-I-P-I-E-T-R-A.
Mobster.
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 Cheese.
It is a mobster.
I'm just going to keep saying
Jimmy,
cheese.
Jimmy La Pietra, what do you think his nickname was?
Little Caesar.
This one does work with the last name, sort of.
La Pietra?
Petey.
Mm-mm.
Oh, come on. It's got to be.
No. Pencil neck.
Jimmy the pizza.
Last name is what? La,
pasta.
La Pietra. L-I-P-I-E-T-R-A.
The painter?
The petrifier.
I don't even know if there's a way that I can get this done.
Paella.
Jimmy the Lapper was his nickname. It's like, okay.
The Lapper?
A Lapper.
What's a Lapper?
That
What's
sounds,
a Lapper?
We always beat people at races. I don't know.
I don't know.
L-A-P-P-E-R?
Yeah, sounds like something your dog does.
Does he sit on people's laps?
Yeah. They do. They're laughing it up.
Well, maybe that's what he liked when he went to certain kinds of clubs.
Right, exactly. Oh, what? How about Arunda? A-R-U-N-D-A.
That's a cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah, that's a cheese.
It says it's a... Oh, that was the first one you've all been together on, and you were correct. It is a cheese.
Yes.
Atanasio. A-T-T-A-N-A-S-I-O.
Cheese.
Cheese.
Mobster.
It's a mobster.
Oh.
What was Louis, a.k.a. Louis Blank Atanasio's nickname?
Ostrich. Louis the Lip.
I mean, that's
I
great,
like
but
that.
It's not a body part.
Is
Louis
it
the lion?
Like Zio?
This is a sound you could make.
Pop, pop.
Laugh. Laugh and Louis.
Close.
Bang, bang.
Not bang, bang.
Boom,
that's
boom.
Good, too.
How about pew, pew?
Not pew, pew. It's
and not boom,
Star
boom.
Wars.
Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
Bang.
It's not bang.
Kapow.
It's not kapow.
Ka-chow.
I know. I'm like looking at you for like those like Batman, you know, a chew exclamation.
I would guess this will be my last clue that he probably had a distinctive laugh after this nickname.
Cackle. Chortle.
Chortle. His nickname was Ha Ha. Ha Ha Atanasio. Yep, that's right.
Ha Ha.
He's the practical joker.
Yep. Scodelato. Scodellato.
Mobster.
Mobster.
Cheese.
Cheese. I'm going cheese.
100% cheese.
Darn it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This one I've actually had before. There's only two cheeses on this whole list that I... Oh, well, I guess I gave it away.
Oh.
It's Torino. Torino is a cheese. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's a car,
Torino,
too.
Yeah. So. Yes. Zappolo. Z-A-P-P-O-L-A.
Mobster.
That's a
mobster. No, I think that's a mobster.
Mobster.
It is a mobster.
Oh, okay.
It's George Zappolo. What was his nickname?
Georgie.
Georgie.
Body part again. Oh. Different body part.
Georgie the lip.
Nope.
Georgie
above
fingers.
Above or below the waist?
Nope. It's above the waist. It's not a spleen.
Georgie the beard.
The heart.
Internal this is organ or external?
A part of the body that is obviously there, but you would... sort of hard to describe. People don't think about it first.
The appendix?
The frenulum.
Yeah.
Not an internal organ.
Oh, not internal. Oh, okay.
It's an external... I don't know. You can't
skin?
Even call it an organ. It's just sort of a
Well, skin's
a feature,
an organ.
Eyebrow?
A feature, yeah.
The
eyebrow?
Chin?
Eyelash.
Body hair.
Neck.
Mole. The beard. All right, George the beard.
The cheek. His name was Georgie Neck. Georgie Neck.
Georgie
it's very hard
neck.
To give a description
well, that's
a
brutal
of a
name.
He probably didn't have one.
Yeah, he probably didn't
He went
have
straight
one,
ears maybe. To shoulder, right?
I don't get the clue.
Piogi. P-I-O-G-G-I.
I say cheese.
That sounds like a mobster.
It's a mobster.
Oh, geez.
Another Louis. What do we say when someone is sitting in a chair and they're just not active or doing anything?
Lazy.
Lazy?
You're sitting
lazy boy?
Like a...
Slacker?
Lump?
Like a lump. He's lump. Louis the Lump.
Louis yeah. the Lump. That's
Louis
a good one.
We should call him Lumpy, at least.
No, that's a Leave It to Beaver thing. Isn't it?
Louis the Lump.
Dan, what am I thinking about Leave It to Beaver?
Did Donald Trump give them these nicknames?
I'm so afraid. So afraid for our country. How about Puzzone? P-U-Z-Z-O-N-E.
That's cheese. A cheese.
Cheese.
It is a cheese.
Yay.
This will be kind of interesting if you know your Italian geography. Dolomiti. D-O-L-O-M-I-T-I.
Well, it's cheese. A area of Italy.
That's right.
The cheese. Dolomites.
I know, it's like Dolomite.
I'd say cheese.
I'd say cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah, cheese.
It is a cheese. Absolutely, from the Dolomites. That's right. Grappino, G-R-A-P-P-I-N-O.
I think that's
mobster.
A cheese.
Mobster.
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 It's like a, sounds like wine.
It's a cheese. It does sound like grappa. That's the first thing I thought of. Yeah. Everybody like who's Italian knows what grappa
a
is.
A little grappa. You
know? Yeah.
Little grappa.
Grappino, right?
Grappino. Yeah. Give me a few little grappinos.
The story I remember my dad saying, it took him until he was honestly in his 40s before he finally went and visited his family in Italy. And they would eat and eat and eat for like 3 straight hours. And then there were the after-dinner drinks. And you had your homemade liquor, which was the grappa. And my dad was like, it basically was like gasoline mixed with ethanol. Like there was no flavor to it because you're making it in your bathtub or whatever. And everybody would light it on fire and be like, ooh, look at the alcohol content.
But nobody would drink
and then
it.
You'd have to drink. No, you'd have to drink it.
Was this after you'd had wine at dinner and stuff as
Absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely. I mean, this is an all-day eat here. Yeah. It's just... Yeah. Incredible.
So, ooh, look at the alcohol.
Oh, my God. We could make some grappa. We could.
We could.
I think that they
We have a whole building for it.
We
Isn't
do.
It called
we
toilet can. Wine? At the toilet
we
wine.
Can label it with the Ask the Professor label. Official Ask the Professor grappa.
ATP grappa.
You can design the label. Dave can design the
it's
label.
On my
He's
list
doing
of things
it right
to do.
Now.
We can drive around the South selling it as a revitalizing tonic.
But not with vapors.
Revitalizing tonic. That's
at carnivals.
At carnivals.
At carnivals, yes.
God. How about Magnoca? M-A-G-N-O-C-C-A. Magnoca.
That sounds like a
mobster.
That sounds like a mobster.
Cheese. Mobster.
Cheese?
It's a cheese. There's only one of these left, and honestly, I can't remember a time where we've had
what,
more fun.
What is the Maggio?
Questions.
What is it?
No. Thank God there were no Mayo or Maggio crossovers.
Could be
no.
Formaggio.
Formaggio.
Hey.
There you go.
Cheese.
Dan, the man, Maggio.
I did see Maggio wine over at Westbourne, though.
I saw that. I've seen that, too, actually.
But no offense. It's only a $12 wine, though. Dan, come on. Step it up.
We're cheap.
And I'm sure you've seen the Mio Netto Prosecco at Costco, because they only have 80,000 things of it.
Also, the flavored water. The Mio.
Oh, the Mio added.
Does it come in 5-gallon bottles?
With a little basket on the bottom.
Mio additive.
So one more of these, folks.
There's a lot you could do with that phrase. Mio additive.
I know.
Let's finish it off.
Let's finish it off strong here.
We'll bring it back to organic chemistry.
Cantarella. Cantarella.
Say
Cantarella.
Mobster.
I think it's a last name. Cheese.
Mobster.
I think it's a mobster.
Mobster. We haven't had one in a while.
See if we can work this one all the way through. So it is a mobster. Okay. Haven't had one of those in a while. It's Richie something Cantarella.
No, another body part?
I mean, it is, but it's more of the state, like, you know, sometimes...
rigid?
Rigor mortis?
No, no. Like,
rigor mortis.
Like, you might say, like, when you heard the pirate, like Barbarossa, you know, the translation is Redbeard, right?
Yeah.
So we'd say Redbeard. So it's like a state of this person's head. Does that make any sense?
No.
No, not at all.
Red face.
We already have the toupee, so not bald.
So, no, you know what? It is referring... We'll see if we can get all the way there. This is referring to the fact that he must have been bald as a cue ball.
Okay.
Cue ball.
Richie the head.
Brown?
Shiny head.
Something head. Shiny head is really close. You're really
polished.
Close.
Glossy.
Polish is even closer. Oh, my gosh. This is great.
Reflective.
Shiny sheen. Head. Sheen?
Not sheen, but you're even closer.
Marble head.
Rubbed head.
Actually, I'm going in more of an artistic direction. What? Because
marble.
When,
marble. That's what I said.
When you want to shine things, you
polish.
Polish.
Not polish, but
oil.
Buff?
Balm.
Brasso. silver.
Conditioner.
Windex.
Buff head.
I'm thinking more of some of the paper sculpting that I did when I was in
paper
grade
mache.
School. And we always sprayed it with...
glue.
Lacquer.
To keep it together. Oh, I'm looking at the art
shellac?
Guy. Shellac head. Oh. His name was
shellac
the shellac head. Head.
The shellac head.
I tried so hard.
Making shellac nails, Matt. Shellac nails.
Oh, see, I'm sorry.
You don't get your nails done, obviously.
You said shiny. You were getting there.
The mob boss
there.
Is sitting around. And he's like, hey, I think this is a job for shellac. Yeah.
Shellac head.
I don't see that. I don't see that.
It requires thought.
Hey, shellac head, come here. I got a job for you, shellac head.
Shellac.
That doesn't work.
An immovable coiffer.
If.
Dave, we're going to need a drawing of shellac head.
If I've learned anything, and I have never actually watched an entire episode of The Sopranos, but I did watch every episode of Breaking Bad, it's something that you do that brings you fame, and it may not be something you like, but that becomes your nickname. It's just the way it is.
Maybe he shellacked somebody's head.
Yeah, well, I could have shellacked some guy, too.
I don't think he's bald. I think he has a lot of hair, and he uses a lot of hairspray.
Okay.
Well,
like a Ronald Reagan pompadour thing?
Can't shellac also mean to, like, I'm going to shellac?
Take him out. No, 100%.
Maybe he's a hitman.
Okay. I like that use as a sort of violent verb.
It's either that or records.
Who won the game? We shellac.
We shellac.
We're going to do that tomorrow. We're going to shellac them.
Yeah, we are. We're going to shellac the Commanders. Yeah, that's the plan. And their wild young quarterback. Oh, I'm so sorry, profs. The time has come for us to say goodbye. Heather.
Bye-bye.
Steven.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Jim.
Farewell.
Dan.
See ya.
Aaron.
Goodbye.
And Danielle.
To quote Heather, go Lions.
And now
one,
these
two,
words.
Three, go Lions!
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.